Peace of Christ be with you. This morning it is my honor to introduce Bob Grauman back to Hope College. Bob Grauman is the director for long-term missions for InterVarsity International. He has worked all over the world with college students and loves and has a mission and calling for college students. He's on our campus today the next few days, and if anyone's interested in talking to Bob about mission opportunities around the globe, he's one of the people you want to talk to because he truly has an international Rolodex. There's going to be a lunch at Phelps in the Audi room from 11:15 to 1. It's free. If anyone wants to join Bob for lunch, we'd love to have you. And the reason why I say welcome him back to Hope is that Bob is a 1971 Hope College graduate. And yeah, that's right. Just think, in 40 years, you can be back here in Dibner Chapel. But his life, the trajectory of his life, was really altered and changed here at Hope College. And he's got a word to share with us about how God spoke into his life. And that has really had an international impact. And so it's really a deep honor to have Bob back. Would you please give him a warm Hope College welcome?
It is so exciting to be here. I was a student here in the 60s when chapel was required. And so there'd be 1,000 students here, but they didn't want to be here. And so they'd set off smoke bombs, alarm clocks, to irritate the chaplain. So if one of you would set off a smoke bomb, I'd feel really at home. The last time and only time I stood at this pulpit was in 42 years ago, April of 1969. I talked about my friend, Steve Lammers. I came to Hope in September of 1967, a good church kid from New Jersey, still got a little of the accent, Yankee fan, boo, all right, and loved it. I love Hope College. I love Hope College. My first class that I attended, my first day, I met a friend, a guy named Steve, sophomore from Colorado. We hit it off. We got to be friends, buddies. We hung out. We laughed at the prof together. We threw a softball around what's now the student center, used to be an intramural softball field across from Collin Hall. So we would play there, hang out there. And after a few months of our friendship, Steve said he's going to have a Bible study and invited me. Well, of course I went. He was my friend. But I was also searching. I was a church kid, but I knew something was missing. And after about the fourth week of the Bible study, I realized what that was Jesus. That I knew it in my head, the gospel, but not in my heart. So in Steve's room, 210A, Collin Hall, I knelt and committed myself to Jesus, repented, committed myself to Jesus. Steve was right there. And when I finished, Steve said, "So Bob, you want to grow?" I said, "Yeah." "Good. Be in my room tomorrow at 7 a.m. and we'll grow together." So I was there. Next day I went. And we read the passage in Mark 4, the parable of the soils, the four soils. And Steve said, "Which one do you want to be?" I said, "I want to be the fruitful one." "Good. Be in my room tomorrow morning again and we'll pray together." And for the next year and a half, this is the middle of my freshman year, the next year and a half, freshman and sophomore year, we met once a week. I mean, we hung out, and friends, buddies, studied together. But 1 hour a week, we really seriously prayed, shared together. And during those times, now Steve is a sophomore, 19 years old, I was 18. He shared with me everything he was learning about Jesus. He taught me how to pray. I went to a church where only the pastor prayed. I never heard my own voice praying out loud. He taught me how to share my faith, taught me how a little method to study the Bible. He taught me about fellowship. He taught me to care for people, invest myself, care for people. He's 19, I'm 18. And this was not a top-down, it wasn't a program. It was two guys who loved Jesus meeting together. We'd share, he'd share his problems, concerns, I'd share mine, we'd pray together. And I noticed as I looked around that Steve was doing this kind of investment and three other freshmen. So one day I said to him, Steve, you're a really good guy. You're a smart guy, you study hard, you're a good musician, you're personable. You could be a big man on this campus. Why are you investing, spending so much time with us freshmen? And he said, Bob, I believe that there's only a few things that are eternal. God is eternal. The Word of God. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. So the Word of God is eternal. And people, in one way or another, last forever. And this was not just a narrow concern for souls. I mean, he had a holistic view of people and culture, which as I studied theology later, I learned to be the kind of Reformed view of culture. But he said, I want to give myself to the things that last, to God, to his word, to investing in people. Well, a year and a half later, my third year, his senior year, he transferred to Michigan State. He was involved with an international ministry called the Navigators, and they had the better training. They had a staff, full-time staff down there. But what Steve didn't know, and we didn't know, I don't think his parents knew, he had a weak blood vessel in his brain. And one day he was sitting in his room studying, and the blood vessel popped. And he had an aneurysm. His brain filled with blood. He keeled over and died in 15 minutes. 21 years old. And although he was at Michigan State, he had been here for 3 years. So we had a memorial service for him in April of 69. And they asked me to say a few words. I was a junior at the time. And I said, well, Steve gave himself to a few things. Steve gave himself to God, to God's word, and to people. And after that service, the four of us guys that he invested in, we met together, and we were angry, we were grieving, we were sad. We were angry at God for taking our friend away. I'm an only child. Steve became like the brother I never had. We were upset. But we committed ourselves, we made a pact, an agreement, to commit ourselves to do for other people what Steve did for us. To invest ourselves in other people, other believers, and help them to grow. That was 42 years ago. In those last 42 years, one of those four became the vice president of the Navigators. The Navigators are an international ministry to businessmen, students, military, all over the world. He is the ministry director, vice president of the whole thing. Another guy joined Campus Crusade, worked with students on campus around the country. Another guy became a missionary. I became a Reformed Church pastor for a few years and joined InterVarsity. And now I'm the director of InterVarsity's long-term mission program. I'm responsible to recruit, train, and send young people, graduates of colleges, to be missionaries to other students in 155 countries of the world. By the way, if any of you are interested in that, come and talk to me. But the point is, between us four, we have affected thousands. Thousands. I mean, the vice president of a worldwide mission with the Navigators, a Campus Crusade staff, a missionary, I think he's in an Islamic country. We've affected thousands. because one Hope College sophomore affected us. One Hope College sophomore invested in four students, four freshmen, and changed the world. That's the bottom line. That's what I'm here to tell you. You never know. When you invest in others, when you help a younger student to grow, or you pray together, get a prayer partner, and start growing together, you never know what will happen. You never know. And you have a program. It's not a program. You have a thing here called the Hope Way, where you invest in younger students or meet together to pray. Get in on that. You never know what might happen to that student that you invest in. Maybe they'll be vice president of a worldwide ministry someday. In my Bible study when I was a senior, was a fine young man who's now the president of Western Seminary over there. And you just never know what God's going to do. Now, I'm not telling you to stop studying. Just pray and read the Bible. I think Pastor He had a great talk last night, absolutely fabulous, where he said, you guys study, the problem is not studying, you guys got to study, it's the motivation. Are you studying to get a big job and a big house and a big white picket fence and four cars? Or are you studying so you can learn stuff, so you can invest in people, so you can change the world? That's why you're studying. So don't stop, give yourself to the studies, give yourself to God and to His Word, and to investing in people. I visited Steve's grave in Colorado a few years ago, and on the gravestone is written 1 Corinthians 15:58. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. One student, 3 years at Hope College, lived only to age 21, invested in four freshmen, and changed the world. I challenge you, invest in others. Amen. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for bringing these students to this chapel. Lord, this is a day of lots of exams, so we pray for them. We pray that you would give them wisdom, clarity to put down on that paper what they know. But Lord, I pray that you would give them a deeper motivation than just getting good grades. I pray that you would infuse them with fire, fire for you, Lord, and fire to invest in others, to help others grow, to reach out to the poor and the oppressed, to change the world, Lord. Be with these students. Encourage them, strengthen them, challenge them, fill them with your Spirit, your power, and your fire. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord bless you.